Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
Hear me, Lord, and answer me. For I am poor and needy. Guard my life. I'm faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me. For I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord. For I put my trust in you. Teach me your way, Lord, that I might rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart. Great is your love toward me. You, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me. Have mercy on me. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me, and you have comforted me. Those words come out of Psalm 86. It just seemed fitting in some way to start today with those words, because how much we need God to answer our prayer, to give us an undivided heart in these times. How much we need to remember that He is a gracious and compassionate God, filled with love. And it is a great prayer when we ask God to make a show of His love for us today, so our enemies will see it. I hope you're doing well. You have honestly been in my thoughts and in my prayers. I ask that somehow these podcasts that we spend together this time is encouraging you in what is undeniably a very, very difficult time. I've had people write emails or text messages or leave little notes on my Facebook page. And a lot of them are asking key questions about this season we're in, this season of COVID-19, of social distancing, of people that we know being very ill and others passing. The questions are these: where are you, God, in this? When will it end? How bad is it going to get? How long must we continue? I'm convinced that God didn't cause this. But I do believe that it's very important for us to ask the question, how should we be responding to Him in these kind of very difficult days? I want to share with you a name, Walter Cizek. I learned about him in the writings of James Martin. He has an amazing story that I think is relevant to us in that he wants to teach us how to meet God in the midst of difficult times. Walter Cizek was a Jesuit priest. He was born here in America. And in the late 1930s, he was sent to Poland. And there he was going to minister to people, be a priest, be a Jesuit. Interestingly, his desire had been all along to go to the Soviet Union, but he couldn't go there because it was an atheistic nation. But as you know, in the late 1930s, the German army invaded Poland. And Walter Cizek fled with other Polish refugees into the Soviet Union. He was hoping he could serve there as a priest, though he would have to do it in disguise. But by 1941, while there in the Soviet Union during World War II, Cizek was arrested. They arrested him as a spy, and they put him in that famous Lubyanka prison. And after 5 years there, he then was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor in Siberia. There, he would secretly serve as a priest to his fellow prisoners. He would counsel them. He would hear their confessions. And when possible, he would celebrate Mass. He wrote this: "We said Mass in drafty storage shacks or huddled in mud and slush in the corner of a building site foundation. Yet in these primitive conditions, the Mass brought us closer to God than anyone might imagine." You know, for years, the people here in the United States that were his friends, his superiors, they thought he was gone. And it wasn't until 1963 that they learned that he had not passed. And he was eventually allowed to come back to the United States. One of the questions that came to him over and over again was, how in the world did you manage to survive? Well, his quick answer was always, well, with God's help. But he ended up writing a book called He Leadeth Me. And in that book, he gives an insight as to how he was able to survive in these difficult days. He writes this: God's will for us was the 24 hours of each day. The people, the places, the circumstances he set right before us in that time, in that day. Those were the things God knew were important to him. And then they had to become important to us at that moment. That's where he wanted us to act. Not out of some abstract principle of continuing asking how long, but instead, in that 24 hours of that day, to recognize that his will was right in front of us. This is a powerful statement for us. And it's something that I think we would do well to remember, that in this difficult time, when I and possibly you are crying out, God, how long is this going to last? How bad is this going to get? Oh, Lord, protect us. What is your will? What is your plan? That we don't forget that right in front of us in this day, we will come face to face with what it is that God's wanting us to be about, what it is that God's wanting us to do. Zizek went on to write this: "The plain and simple truth is that his will is what he actually wills to send us each day, in the way of circumstances, places, people, and problems. The trick is to learn to see that, not just in theory, or not just occasionally in a flash of insight granted by God's grace, but every day. Each of us has no need to wonder about what God's will must be for us. His will for us is clearly revealed in every situation of every day, if only we could learn to view all things as he sees them, and as he sends them to us." So you begin to ask the question again, how did you survive these days, Walter? And it seems that he survived by paying attention in that present moment to what God placed in front of him and being obedient to God right there. James Martin, in his writing about Zizek, says, "Zizek understood that God invites us to accept the inescapable realities placed in front of us, to plunge into the reality of the situation, find God there. Obedience in this case means accepting the reality and leaning into God in that day." That is such a great word for us right now. It's okay to wonder about how long is this going to last, and where is God in the midst of all this? But it's much better for us to really focus in on today. Don't get too hung up on how much longer something's going to last, and to find out what God brings you in this particular day. I know I mentioned this before, it just comes back to my mind in this particular conversation, that I heard John McCain once talk about his years in a prison camp, and they asked him the question, how did he survive? And he said it was very interesting. Those that believed that today's the day that they would be rescued, they didn't do well, and they seldom survived. Those that were preoccupied with the fact that they'd never be rescued didn't do well, and many didn't survive. But those that stayed in today, they focused on what this day was about. They're the ones that endured, and they're the ones that survived. Well, that's what Zizek is saying to us. How important it is in this particular day to look for God today, in this day. Suspend some of the important questions that keep running in your mind about this difficult season, and look at what God brings you and respond to him in obedience. I know I mentioned this also previously, but Viktor Frankl spent time in a concentration camp during the Holocaust. And afterwards, he did some writing. He had a great impact on people in terms of their psychological development and their ability to understand and move through difficult seasons. And he was reflecting on the people that he was spending time with, and he came up with that some people had lived their lives preoccupied with pleasure and they did not survive. Others had lived their lives preoccupied with power. How could they gain control? And they didn't survive. But those that tried to find purpose in every day, they are the ones that survived. You can read about this in his book called Man's Search for Meaning. I've been thinking myself in these days a lot about the whole concept of trust and surrender, which, if you remember, is part of what I read to you today in Psalm 86. We trust in you. This is the time when we need to learn about trust, but not only trust, about surrender, but not only about surrender, about service. That if we can find God in this day, trust that he's present with us in this day, that we've committed ourselves to him, that we are in his hands. And in this day, look for the opportunity to reach out and serve someone else. It'll strengthen us in this day. We can suspend some of the questions of, where are you, Lord? How long? How bad is this going to get? But instead, open our eyes. Face into what's in this day. Give praise to God. Look for his love. And serve someone else. I need this. Maybe you need it. I pray that in this day, you will discover the serendipity of God right in this 24-hour period of time. And that in that, you will know his love, his faithfulness, and the opportunity he gives you to be obedient right in this day. My dear friends, remember, God's face shines on you. He loves you, and he is turned toward you in this day. God bless.